Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Courage Ride Executive Director Leora Houghton. This is part two of a two-part interview. In the 14 years that the Courage Ride has been going on and raising money for sarcoma research, how do you think research has advanced for that, you know, in the past 15 years or so as far as trying to find a cure for these types of diseases?
I'm probably not your most accurate reporter on that, but we have a meeting each year with the docs and the researchers. And then there's a sarcoma symposium midway through the year, through our year, and in which the docs speak to us about what they've done, about what's on the horizon, what the researchers are looking at. So it's always a process of moving forward. And what Iowa has done with their program in terms of they have a tumor bank, they keep a record of all the tumors, and they share this information with other hospitals and schools that are researching. So I can't tell you, I can't pinpoint like one thing. When I sit in the symposium, it fascinates me, but I can barely understand the language of even what they're talking about. But these are dedicated people that are moving forward every minute of every day that we can't see them. You know what I'm saying? And so you have orthopedic surgeons working on this. You have them working on orthopedic answers because a lot of sarcoma patients lose limbs. You have people working on the tiniest little aspects of sarcoma, up to one of the national grants that they won is that they have a grant to study the effects of like oxygen while having radiation so that the person who's being treated for cancer will have a better life after being treated, you know, aside from the cancer itself. So it's such an all-encompassing view.
Why do you choose to hold this ride in the rural IMS area?
IMS is where Seth graduated from high school, so that's one thing. Early on in the inception of this ride, we combined with Bicyclists of Iowa City, who were already holding the Amist Harvest ride. So we combined with them. So we kind of took over the area that they had already deemed worthy of a really good ride. And we also go 100 miles in this ride. So you have to have an area where you can route a 100-mile route. Mm-hmm. So it just works great. And the communities are so helpful. So we have our own rest stops, all with music and food and fun. But the ladies, the community of Millersburg, created their own rest stop for us, and they provide everything. And just last week, we got an offer from the town of Keota that they would like to sponsor their own rest stop. So along the way, the communities are so supportive.
Obviously, you know, this ride probably means a great deal to the Baileys with their son, Seth. But why do you think it's important to hold this ride and, you know, raise money for sarcoma research?
Sarcoma is a little-known cancer, if you will, but it's a soft tissue cancer, so it can appear in your jaw and your brain and your bone. It affects a lot of people and a lot of people differently, and we need more research for it. So while it seems like an unusual, a little bit more rare cancer, there were two students at the University of Iowa in the same fraternity who were roommates who each died a couple of years ago. So even though it appears to be rare, almost all of us know someone who's had sarcoma cancer, and these people need the same treatment, the same care, the same emphasis as some of the other cancers that get more attention.
Well, then I think those are all my questions in case there's anything else you want to add.
Just come. Mm-hmm. We're just encouraging everyone to come because, as I say, we have music, we have food, we have a lot of fun. And one thing that was not mentioned so far, we always have an honored patient. So last year we had a little boy who demonstrated his new leg that a college student on our committee had made for him. This year we have Mindy Streif, and Mindy is a teacher from Sac City. And she's been to hell and back, but she's back, and she is a go-getter, and she's going to come, and she's going to speak. Her husband has made a beautiful beautiful cedar bench emblazoned with Courage Ride. So it's just the most positive atmosphere you can imagine, that you can imagine being around when you're working toward cancer. Everyone is positive. So come out. That's what I would say. Come out, see us, eat, bike, silent auction, listen to music, play games. That's my word.
All right. That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Courage Ride Executive Director Leora Houghton. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.